وفي رواية صهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال فدفعه إلى نفر من أصحابه فقال اذهبوا به فاحمله في قرقر وتوسطوا به البحر. In this lengthy hadith that we were reading of that boy that the king had sent to learn magic, black magic, but instead he learned Iman, Yaqeen, and he learned Deen from a priest. And afterwards, when he had gained great accomplishment in this, and he Allah made him to give, that he gave Shifa, not him himself, but by the command of Allah, to the lepers, to the blind people, etc. And when the king found out, and he thought it was because of this black magic, but he said, no, Allah Ta'ala gives Shifa. And then the king wanted him to turn away from his religion, and he remained firm on it. They tortured him until he informed them about that priest who had taught him this. And the priest and that minister who was by the king, who got Shifa from his blindness, when they did not give up their religion of following Allah Ta'ala, they put a saw in the middle of their head and cut them, and in two pieces they were divided. Then they started torturing this boy also. So the king sent him with a group of his people, his army people, to the top of a mountain from where they were supposed to drop him down. The boy made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah made the mountain shake, and all of them fell down, and he came walking safely back to the king. The king asked him what happened to them. He explained that Allah Ta'ala had protected him. Further we read now that he says that فَدَفَعَهُ إِلَىٰ نَفَرٍ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِهِ. Again the king handed him over to some people in his army, in his people, فَقَالْ, and gave them this time this command, اِذْهَبُوا بِهِ فَحْمِلُوهُ فِي قُرْقُرٍ وَتَوَسَّطُوا بِهِ الْبَحْرِ. Take him and let him sit in a boat, a ship, and take him to the middle of the ocean, that is deep in the ocean. فَإِنْ رَجَعَ عَنْ دِينِهِ وَإِلَّا فَقْذِفُوهُ. Then tell him that if he turns away from his religion of believing in one Allah and turning only to Allah, and he does not worship the king as his God, as his Allah, then throw him into the fire, into the water, into the ocean. Otherwise, if he accepts, well and good. Otherwise, throw him into the ocean. فَذَهَبُوا بِهِ. They took him and they went. فَقَالْ, he made again dua to Allah Ta'ala, and this is a very valuable dua. Whenever we are in difficulties, we should read this dua. اللهم اكفني بما شئت. So he made this dua, اللهم اكفني him بما شئت. Oh Allah, you be sufficient for me. You protect me. What they are planning against me, you protect me against this. And when a person does it of sincerity, we see how miraculously Allah Ta'ala helps. When he read this dua, فَانْكَفَأَتْ بِهِمُ السَّفِينَةُ فَغَرِقُوا. Then that boat capsized and all of them got drowned. وَجَاءَ يَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَلِكِ. And further Allah's great qudrat, that though the boat capsized, all of them got drowned, but he came walking back to the king as though nothing happened. And this is all the qudrat of Allah. Allah does not need a ship over the sea. Allah does not need anything. Allah's qudrat is above everything. And that is that iman that we should know and we should develop within ourselves, that Allah can do without anything of this world, and everything of the world together can do nothing without the will of Allah Ta'ala. So when he came back again, walking quite carefreely, and all those people had drowned, فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكُ. The king asked him now, مَا فَعَلَ أَصْحَابُكُ. What happened to your people? Those people who went with you, they were supposed to have you drowned, and they were supposed to come back safely. But where are they? You are coming back safely. فَقَالْ كَفَانِيهِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah suffice me from them. That is, I made dua to Allah, Allah Ta'ala protected me. فَقَالَ لِلْمَلِكِ Then the boy said to the king, إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِقَاتِلِ حَتَّى تَفْعَلَ مَا آمُرُكَ بِهِ That you will never be able to kill me until you do what I tell you to do. If you will do what I say, then you want me to be killed, then I will be killed, I will become a shaheed. قال ما هو He asked, what is that? What should I do? قال تجمع الناس في صعيد واحد Collect all the people in one field, in one place. In other words, make a huge gathering where all the people come together. وتسلبني على جزع And then make me to hang from the branch of a tree. Let me hang from there. ثم خذ سهما من كنانتي Then take an arrow from my quiver, where I keep all my arrows, take one arrow from there. ثُمَّ ذَعِي السَّهْمُ فِي كَيْدِ الْقَوْسِ And then take that arrow and put it in the bow. ثُمَّ قُلْ And then say these words. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْغُلَامِ In the name of Allah, who is the Lord, who is the Rabb, who is the Allah of this boy. Summarmini. And after saying those words, then shoot that arrow towards me. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ قَتَلْتَنِي If you will do that, then I will die. That is the only way you will be able to kill me. That is by in the name of Allah Ta'ala. فَجَمَعَ النَّاسِ فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ And then the king collected all the people in one place. وَصَلَبَهُ عَلَى جِزْعٍ And he took one arrow from that boy's quiver. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ السَّحْمًا مِنْ كِنَانَتِهِ He took an arrow from his quiver. ثُمَّ وَضَعَ السَّحْمُ فِي كَبَدِ الْقَوْسِ And he put it into the bow, and then he made the same dua what the boy said. ثُمَّ قَالْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْغُلَامِ In the name of Allah, who is the Allah of this boy. ثُمَّ رَمَاهُ And then he shot that arrow towards that boy. فَوَقَعَ فِي صُدْغِهِ And then it reached into his head. فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ فِي صُدْغِهِ فَمَاتَ And he put his hand there and then he died. So and then further we see what this boy actually wanted and that all the people must accept Islam and how they all accepted Islam and he gave his life for this. This is that and the lesson that is in this chapter that he made sabr on all this. So what lengths the people went through to make sabr and to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala and that is the lesson that we should learn from here. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. We are very far. We will not be able to ever take this year and Allah won't test us to this extent. For us, our little simple things, coming for namaz on time, maintaining Islamic law, not attending any function, any place where the laws of Allah Ta'ala are broken, and observing, not doing any wrong things, like bribes, etc. We stay away from all these things, and Allah Ta'ala will make us successful, and in fact Allah will make deen spread from such a person. We just have to overcome our nafs. That is what we are required to. But we learn this lesson that how these people have sacrificed for Allah Ta'ala, that they tolerated to be cut into two pieces also, but they did not give up their deen. So Allah give us tawfiq that we remain firm on our deen, and no matter what onslaught comes, we keep in mind our akhirat to get saved from Jahannam and to go into the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا